There they come out there. The uniform's very reminiscent of kind of what Duke wears, those that blue and that white together.
Yeah, your Vikings are in their been traditional home uniforms for the last couple of years. Crimson pants, crimson shirt, and a crimson helmet. And Campbell has the royal blue pants, white shirts, and a silver helmet. So for all your play-by-play action, here's Wes James.
And Taylor, I'm going to need some help because those numbers are really, really, really look like some of them are just drawn on those uniforms down there.
Yeah, they're kind of thin. Kind of thin. White should help us back deep. On the near side is 1, West. I believe far side is 10.
Thank you there. I'll get those names for you. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Steps, puts that foot into it, kicking toward that south end zone. Nice high kick. Lifts it up. And it drops. It's a live ball. He takes it in the end zone. Fumbles it, picks it up, runs back out, gets hit at the 6-yard line, and that's where Campbell will start after a bad miscue on a mishandled kickoff.
Yeah, caught it about the 2-yard line, and it got away from him, rolled back into the end zone, did catch it in the field of play, so it's a live ball. Vikings swarm down there and make the tackle on the 7-yard line, so that's where the Campbell Spartans will take over first and 10 at their own 7.
And they'll be starting on that near hash mark, going from right to left on your dial, keeping you updated. Tifton is now up 28-0 in the first quarter. Cameron Smith and the shotgun. 2 receivers near side, single receiver far side. We show man coverage. Now we back out. Play action gives it to the up back. He gets across the 10. Still on his feet as he fights his way almost out to the 15-yard line. Give him about 7 yards on that carry.
Inside handoff run to the right. He showed his athletic ability just dragging the pile there. Gets a good pickup on the play. Going to bring him 2nd down and a long 2. Good run right there. First play by the Campbell Spartans.
2nd and 2. They move the ball to the far side of the field. Now trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Smith looking, throws across. Catch made for the 1st down out to about the 22. Spins forward, and he'll fall down at the 25. And just that quick, they win a hole. Now they've got good field position.
Yeah, 2 back-to-back plays there. Run a little slant to number 2, their big receiver, Marcus Rogers. 6'4", 190 pounds. I got a feeling we're going to call his name a good bit tonight. 1st and 10, ball in the 25.
Empty backfield. 4 receivers near side. Single receiver far side. We're showing blitz off the far side with Tyson Shaw. Now we back out of it. 11 minutes to go here. 1st quarter, no score. Little bubble screen across the 25. They run him out of bounds about the 29. Notice they say he's in bounds. And they'll give him out to the 28-yard line.
Through the screen out here to number 1, Ray DeCozy. Made the good catch. Just not able to pick up the kind of block, and he needed to bust it wide open. Still picking up 3 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd down and 7
Guys,
for the Spartans.
Great hustle there by Walker Schwab, defensive end, getting out here to make the tackle at the sidelines on the bubble screen. But good job by Walker Schwab.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts of fly, sideline update. They do just, again, opposite. They send 4 receivers far side, 2 receivers near side. Again, that little screen out to number 1. He gets hit, tackled immediately, and he will... We'll see where they mark him down, and they're going to give him, I think, back to the 28.
Really a trick play there, kind of what you see in a goal line situation. They ran 2 of the linemen out there to block. Going to maybe set up a trick play here down the road. Going to bring up 3rd down.
Actually lost a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 8 back at the 27. 10:05 to go first quarter, no score. This is Campbell's, the Spartans' first possession. Cameron Smith, their quarterback, moving players around. Single receiver far side, Weir Justin. Trips to the near side, back in the backfield. He drops back. He looks, throws across, and the ball in and out of the hands of number 2. He would have been close to the 1st down, but an incomplete pass, and Campbell will have to punt.
Running the crossing route there, really it was a good throw, just not able to bring it in. It would have been enough for the 1st down. He found that hole across the middle, and the Spartans are going to be forced to punt.
And Drossier and Tabon Kyle go back deep for our Vikings. Carlos Silvesti, that's what it looks like, Silvesti to punt. He's standing at the 15. Rugby style, he gets it away. We run into him. There's a flag down. We make the catch at the 40. Tabon Kyle down the sideline, still on his feet. Gets run out of bounds about the 32, but there's a flag down. Now, if it's only running in, it's a 5-yard penalty. We do it again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the personal foul kind. Kind of what they did, had those 3 linemen up to block the initial rush. It is going to be...
I think it's going to be the five-yard kind, yep. Guy. Yeah, he just motioned 5 yards. Kadeem Bergman came in. I thought he was going to block it, but I think the reason they only called five is because he stopped and didn't actually run into the kicker, but he stopped and the kicker's momentum took him into him. So I think that's why they didn't call the 15. So it'll still be fourth down after this penalty.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Again, Drossier goes back deep along with Tavon Kyler back about our 40-yard line.
He might be considering going for it here. Yeah, the upbacks blocking there on the punt were offset, kind of giving him the rugby style running to the right. We just had a great blitz off the backside there, and we got to him a little bit quick, got to him a little bit quicker than we thought. Couldn't get a block on it, but they call it a 5-yard penalty, and so it's going to be fourth down and three.
I was watching him earlier, and when he kicks, the ball tends to come off the right side of his foot a little bit.
Look at the offset here. There's an offset to his right, so they're going to run it. He's going to rugby style run over in front of those guys.
There's a snap, and he does that. Nice high kick. Tavon Kyle signals fair catch, and he makes it at the 33-yard line. Vikings will take over first and 10 from there. 9:24 to go here, first quarter, no score, and this will be our first possession.
Michael Barrett does bring the Viking offense out on the field, and we will we'll get you some of the starters here when we do have them out. Tavon Kyle is going to be your receiver, along with Getty and Marcus Gary. Running back tonight is going to be J.D. Lee.
Yep. He's got him standing right beside him, two receivers near side. They're in a three-man front, linebacker up on the line of scrimmage. Three linebackers. Gives it to J.D. J.D. looking for a hole. Turns, spins, and he's across the 40 out to about the... They'll mark him down at the 40. Give him 7 yards on that first carry.
Inside handoff right there going off the left side. Palmer Henderson, Dalton Hall really opening up the hole for him. Able to pick up 7 on the play. Get it out to the 40. Vikings are going to have 2nd and 3.
Barrett in a shotgun going from left to right on the radio dial. Facing that three-man Spartan front. Almost four linebackers. J.D. Lee in motion. That's an empty backfield. Stops. Looks. Throws downfield. Marcus Gary wide open. And he drops the ball at the 35.
Yeah, we faked the throw out to the flats. That got the safety to scoot over. Marcus Gary streaking down the middle. Man, he was so wide open. It's not even funny. Could have ran in backwards into the end zone. But you got to bring in the catch before you run with it. Kind of thrown just a touch behind him. We'll keep an eye on that play. I bet they come back to it.
I wouldn't be surprised because he was wide open. Getty Brown to the far side, Tavon Kyle to the near side, J.D. Lee in the backfield. It is 3rd and 3 from the 40. 8:46 to go, first quarter, no score. Here comes Getty Brown our way. Michael Barrett rolled right, looks, throws that. Catch made by Tavon Kyle for the first down, still on his feet. He's into Spartan territory down at the 49. I like the way he turned and just put his hand down to keep from going to the ground.
We've talked all season about Tavon Kyle and his yak. Yards after catch. He does a good job knowing exactly where the DB is going to be after he makes the catch. He did. He put that arm down, spun around. Big pickup on the play. 11 yards is what they're calling. Vikings are into Spartan territory for the first time tonight.
Ball on the near hash mark. Tied into the far side of the field. Again, empty backfield. Throws out to J.D. Lee, who was headed that way. Makes a catch. Gets a great block from Tavon Kyle. Then runs right into two Spartans. And he'll fight his way forward for about a yard down to the 48.
Yeah, one thing we've seen all year with Travis Tisdale just catching it out in the flat. J.D. can catch too and got out there, just weren't able to pick up enough of the block. Tavon Kyle did a good job blocking out there. He did get positive plays, 2nd down and 9.
Now we've got almost trips to the near side, single receiver far side, ball on the far hash mark. J.D. Lee to the left of Barrett. Of course, our Vikings left to right on the radio dial. No tight end. There's a snap. Quickly throws out to Tavon Kyle. Makes a catch. Got a great block from Marcus Gary. Tavon Kyle gets across the 45 down to the 44. Making a very manageable first down. But I'm going to make a very manageable third down. But what a block by Marcus Gary. Drove the DB all the way back, almost back in the backfield.
Yeah, when you throw that pass out there kind of behind the line of scrimmage, you really got to have the block. And Marcus Gary did a good job there. Tavon Kyle made one guy miss. Picking up positive yards. We've got to get into the 39 for a first down.
Barrett, empty backfield. They're showing blitz. They back out of it. Barrett going to carry. He gets to the outside. He has the first down still on his feet as he trips and falls about the 32-yard line. And the defender, if he doesn't grab his shoelaces, I think Michael Barrett's off to the races.
Yeah, Michael Barrett, design quarterback draw the whole time, picks up the first down, gets it down to the 32-yard line. Michael Barrett doing his thing.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Barrett in the shotgun, brings J.D. Lee to the near side to make it trips. Bounce back, looks, pump fakes, lobs it downfield to Von Kyle, off his fingertips, tried to throw it over the corner's head, and Tavon had to tip it a little bit and could not run back up under it. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 6:59 to go here in the first quarter. No score. It is the Vikings' first possession.
Yeah, you had Geddy Brown running a shallow route. Tavon Kyle running the corner. He has his man beat, just not able to come down with it. Still going to be second and 10.
In the shotgun, Geddy Brown fakes the jet sweep, give it to J.D. Lee right up the middle. He gets across the 30 down to about the, they'll mark him down at the 30. So that'll be third and about eight from there.
Geddy Brown scoring on that play in double overtime, running the same thing right there. We faked it this time. Yeah, unlike the Cockle game, we gave it right up the gut there to Lee. It picked up about three on the play.
Again, they give it to Geddy Brown around the left side. He's looking for a hole, runs behind that line, and he'll get down around the 27. So we're probably going to be about fourth and five from there.
Kind of in no man's land, a little bit probably too long for a field goal. You don't want to punt here, so I could envision us going for this here. It's going to be fourth down and five for the Vikings.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Michael Barrett, two receivers near side, two far side. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. He's standing at the 31. J.D. Lee right beside him. And they jump, but not offsides.
Yeah, hard counting him right there. Didn't jump.
Now they switch. We move J.D. Lee to the right. There comes the blitz. We pick it up. He's rolling, looking, throws out in the fast catch. No, I thought it was made, but it was dropped by Tavon Kyle at the 20.
Vikings are going to turn it over right there. Tavon Kyle running a five-yard out, maybe a seven-yard out, just trying to get enough for the first down. And a good job by the Spartan defender coming up, making the play. That was Seven Williams coming up there, busting that ball loose. Vikings are going to turn it over on down.
Campbell will take over first and 10 from their 22. 5:46 to go here in the first quarter. This will be their second possession. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. Marcus Rogers comes near side. They send twins to the far side. Smith, the quarterback, gives it to number four to run it back. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and that is Colby Duprell. Colby loses yardage on that.
Yeah, Walker Schwab, Tyson Shaw, and a host of Vikings in there really disrupting that play in the backfield. Duprell does get back close to the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be second and 11, running off that right side. Good penetration by the Viking defense.
Trips near side, single receiver far side. Smith calls for the ball. Now, nope, looks to the sidelines, asks for a new play, resets everybody. Play clock at 15. There's a snap. Throws across the middle. Catch made by number 10, and he was surrounded by a host of Viking defenders. No, the ball come loose. Are they going to say he's, no? One official is saying no, he's down. The official on this side said no, he was down.
Catch was made, and it looks like forward progress is down. Marty, you're right there. What you got?
Guys, I guess he's calling forward progress, but the umpire in the middle of the field, the head official who had the angle, they all were running with the play. The line judge on our far side of the field is calling him down. I guess it was forward progress, but the ball did come out before he hit the ground.
Yeah, we returned it for a touchdown, but they're going to call it back third down and three.
And that's from the 34-yard line. We're showing blitz right up the middle. Off the corner, he looks to the sidelines. Three receivers near side, two far side, empty backfield. Straight back. There we come. He throws, and the receiver gets hit immediately, but the quarterback paid a price for that one as he got introduced to Martin Stadium Turf.
Yeah, Jamari Hill, very similar to when he came off the backside against Colquitt, rushing the quarterback, almost able to get there before he's throwing it. Good coverage in the secondary. Spartans are going to be forced to punt.
Be fourth and four. Again, Sebesti back to punt. The rugby-style punter, he has three guys to his right, and he'll run behind them, which he does. Again, a nice high punt. Their gunner's downfield. Tavon Kyle makes the catch this time. at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle does a great job making sure he catches that ball. A little bit of a halo interference there, not called. I think it was the right call. Good job, Tavon Kyle, coming down with that catch. The Vikings are going to take over for their second possession. Ball set down at their own 28-yard line.
4:19 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings, left to right on your radio dial. Here comes Michael Barrett again with J.D. Lee. Sends number 18, Ellis, to the far side. Trips to the near side. They're in a three-man front. Four linebackers. Seven in the box. Barrett, empty backfield. Looks. Pulls it down. They hit him. He gets away from one man. Still on his feet. Starting to run. Turns the corners across the 30, the 35, the 40. Down the sidelines he goes. They will catch him. I don't think he stepped on the man, but they will. They'll bring him down at the one-yard line.
Yeah, Michael Barrett running to the far side, changed directions, trying to go deep on the pass, cuts it back to the near side, running, gets it down to the two-yard line, is what they're saying, 70-yard run by Michael Barrett. And, Marty, he has eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark, my friend.
Yes, he has, guys. Yes, he has. Michael now has almost 1,500 passing and now has over 1,000 rushing. So that would be his next milestone, would be the 1,500 passes.
Bring in the heavy set.
We're going for two.
That we didn't score, Wes.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I don't know why I'm thinking we scored.
Running to Osby right here on that heavy set. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
It'll be actually lost. Yeah, it'll be second and goal from the two. Barrett comes in. I don't know. I'm just so used to it.
He almost got in. You're almost right. He wasn't able to stiff arm. He does lose a yard there back to the three. So, uncharacteristic loss there by Gary Osby.
And we're in that T formation. And they give it to Osby over the left side. Look at him running. Ball and touchdown, Bucking.
Yeah, running left right there. With the first one, we ran to the right. Switched it up, running left. Busted the huddle quick. And Gary Osby gets his ninth touchdown on the year. Running off that left side there. Good job blocking up front by the offensive lineman.
Will Tolbert up over the ball. Long snapper. Now what will we do? Almond to hold. Waiting for the snap. Still waiting. They jump. Ball's down. That whistle's a blow. Dead ball.
Encroachment penalty there. They jumped off sides trying to get an extra jump to block it. And see if we're going to accept the penalty or decline it. Yeah, we do.
We'll just kick it again from set it down at the 10. Almond to hold. Musgrove to attempt that extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. Official says it's good. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. Back after this. Looks both ways. Now approaches the ball. And that ball will sail into the end zone with that. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Egan Air Drive recap.
All right, guys. Three plays, 72 yards. Capped off by a two-yard rush by number two, Gary Osby. And the big play in that was the 70-yard run by number one, Michael Barrett. The point after is good by Musgrove, and it's 7-0 with 3:13 left in the first quarter.
Thank you, Bill Osborne.
Thank you, Bill.
Update out of Westlake. Marriott is leading 13-0 against the Westlake Lions. You got a Colquitt update?
I was looking to see.
14-0, guys.
That's now 21-0. Colquitt, 35-0 tipped. Cameron Smith gets it to the running back over the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 20 up to the 25.
A little running back for them, Colby DePrille. Runs hard now. Runs downfield pretty good. 5'10", 180-pound senior. Running off that right side. Gets good penetration. Going to bring up second down and 5 on the play.
Standing in the shotgun at the 20. Two receivers near side, two far side. still going right to left on your radio dial. 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Campbell quickly throws out over the head of the intended receiver, number one. That's Ray DeRoy.
DeCozy over there running it out, trying to get to the sticks and run it out. Thrown out of the reach over his head there. Good coverage by Belcher over there. Would have probably come up and make a good play there on tackling if he were to catch it. Third down for the Spartans.
Again, you got third and five. Got a man in motion. They fake the jet sweep. They give the counter to the running back. And did he just get wrapped up?
Gentry comes in with really bad intentions on the jet sweep. Brought his broom with him and cleaned that sweep up pretty nicely. And they're going to be forced to punt. Third possession in a row, the Spartans are going to be forced to punt.
And Carlos Silvestri, the rugby-style kicker, standing back at the 10. We've got Devon Kyle far side, Drossier near side. There's a snap, kind of high. He gets it away. Devon Kyle signals fair catch out at the 46-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. With 2:03 to go here in the first quarter, leading 7-0.
Yeah, the snap on these punts is kind of a balloon snap almost. We're getting good penetration there. Good job right there by the Viking rush to pull away when they realized they weren't going to get there. Tavon Kyle on the fair catch. Vikings are going to take over with great field position. Ball on their own 46-yard line.
It was number 51. Big old Palmer Henderson up over that ball. We're on the far side of the field. Trips to the near side. Ellis to the far side. J.D. Lee just to the right of Michael Barrett, who's standing at our 41. Three-man front for the Spartans. Now empty backfield as J.D. Lee goes to the far side. Fakes the throw, keeps it, cuts down inside. He's across the 50, turns, cuts back, and that's the 50, but he'll run back to about the 49. Still give him a three-yard gain as he gets out to the 49, and it'll be second and six from there.
Price, the strong safety, coming back from the backfield to make the tackle on Michael Barrett, scrambling. It's going to be a quarterback draw the whole time, Michael running off that right side. Cornerback also came in to help on the tackle, number seven, Williams for the Spartans.
A minute and a half to go here in the third period. In the first quarter. Barrett drops back. He's looking. Got lots of protection. There he comes. Turns those downfield. There's a push-off by the defender. And nothing called. And Michael had all day long, but you can only hold him back there so long.
Yeah, rolling to the right here, trying to throw kind of a dangerous throw back across the middle late. It's what you don't like to see, throwing it late across the middle. Good thing there wasn't a defender in the area. Goes incomplete, intended for Khalil Ellis. Going to bring a third down and seven for the Vikings.
Ball at our own 49-yard line. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. A minute 17 to go first quarter, leading 7-0. Twins to the near side, twins to the far side. They're showing blitz. There they come. We pick it up, pump fake. Throws again, and he throws behind the receiver. It was intended for Getty Brown, and I think it was just some miscommunication on the pass route.
Yeah, Michael had to get rid of it pretty quick. Pressure was coming pretty nicely off that left side. Really just throwing it out there to where a receiver was because he had Spartans bearing down on him, and the Vikings are going to be forced to punt here. First punt of the game.
Guys, our coach just got the O-line there. They were coming off the field. That's the most pressure Michael's been under in a long time. We got to solve that problem and give him more time.
DeBrill goes back deep for the Spartans, standing about the 15. Tyson Shaw, nice high kick. He signals fair catch, and the ball's on the ground, and we will down it at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, we got a flag on the far side. We may have kick catch interference here. Yeah, right in his face there when he went to catch it.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be the call. He came running up. Nothing our guy could do. He stopped. But the returner did run into our guys. He's trying to get to the football, so I believe they might be the call here, and they might get us for 5 yards.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Yeah, two opposing forces running towards each other as the ball's up in the air. The returners have the ability to see the ball where it's going. We got our back to it. And sometimes you just can't get out of the way, Wes.
And you can't. And I mean, but our guy, he stopped, and their guy ran into him.
Yeah.
But the call made from the far side, so
You got to get out of the way and let him have a opportunity to catch the football, because that ball did hit and roll 5 yards or so. So it you know, had they not called that penalty there, it would have cost him 5 yards, because if he had called it, of course it would have saved some time. But they I thought this was a 5 yard penalty, but they're marking off 15.
Wow, personal foul.
I don't understand that.
Wow, 15 yard penalty on kick catch interference.
Mm. Whew. One of our official friends are listening. Text me. Let me know what's going on. First and 10 for the Spartans at their 35. Going from right to left on your radio dial. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Jet sweep around the right side. DePrill on the ball. He gets tripped up as he crosses the 35. And he'll dive forward to about the 30, give him the 37-yard line.
Yeah, DePrill running to the right side on that sweep. We came up, made the tackle. He's a little shifty guy back there. He's got some speed, so we got to watch DePrill here when he gets the ball in his hands. Really a good little slot guy for them.
They're actually going to move him out to the 39. It'll be third and six from there. Two receivers near side.
Second six.
Now they've got three to our side. Pump fake, throw out in the flats. Catch made by 21. He gets hit, and he'll go down. He'll lose a yard back to the 38.
Yeah. Checking his progressions down, Cameron Smith didn't like what he saw downfield, threw it to the running back out in the flat, kind of tipped it around a little bit. They're going to lose yards on the play. Vikings come up, make the stop. Josh Brown in on the tackle for the Vikings.
And
Jamari Hill as well.
That'll end the first quarter. With that, we'll take a 60-second break. We're back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings take a 7-0 lead here in the beginning of the second quarter. Spartans have the ball. Third down and 8. Switch into the field. They're going to be going towards the band now, a little south, towards the south end zone.
And they'll set it down on the 38. Be third and 7 from there. They've got to get to the 45. Going now left to right on your radio dial. Smith keeps two backs in the backfield with him. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Quickly throws out to number one, catch made. And did we get him? Did he run? They say he ran out of bounds at the 42, so that'll be fourth down.
So in the little tunnel screen, we do have a flag on the play, I believe. Right over here. Yeah, we do on the near side. Line judge, and it's going to be against the Spartans. So the results of the play are not a first down. It's about 3-4 yards short of a first down. Let's see what we do here.
Coach Lacks, I see motion. So tell him to take it. And they are. They're marking that five off. Replay third down back to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, you marked it from the original line. The judge marked it from where the play ended, but it's going to be a 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. So it's going to be bring up third down.
And 12.
12 now.
All the way back to the 33. 11:55 to go first half. Vikings leading 7-0. First round state playoff game. Campbell trips to the near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Now they send a receiver to the far side to give him twins both ways. Cameron Smith looking, throws across the middle. The ball almost intercepted, in and out of the hands.
Kadeem Bergman right there, getting depth. That's what you want to see your linebackers do. Get depth when it's a passing play. You got the depth, but you got to look for the ball because it hits you right in the numbers and you weren't able to come down with it. Kadeem Bergman breaks up the play, going to be fourth down, and Spartans are going to be forced to punt.
And Sylvester goes back deep again for the Spartans. We send Drossier and Tavon Kyle. There's a snap. He kicks it, and that's a low kick. It hits, bounces. Tavon Kyle takes it at the 35. He's across the 40, the 45, the 50. Down the 45, the 40, the 35. Down the sidelines he goes. No flags on the carpet. We've got a punt return for a touchdown, Tavon Kyle.
67-yard return by Tavon Kyle. He does it. He does it. He does it well. Returning kicks. Tavon Kyle running off this left sideline, doing it and doing it and doing it well. Tavon Kyle.
Just what our Vikings need right here. Will Talbert up over the ball. Coach looks, makes the play. And it goes to Marcus Gary around the left side. Marcus cuts back inside into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Let's take a 30-second break.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings score on a big punt return by Tavon Kyle. Take a 15-0 lead after two-point conversion.
Tyson Child set to kick off.
We just got an offhanded compliment there, fellas.
I'll have to tell you about it.
One of our longtime listeners, Ben Prince, said he was here at the stadium at 7:15. Said, "Nah, I'm going home, sit in my recliner, and listen."
Yeah, we got a little timeout here. I think the clock might have been running there after. Yeah, they get it reset to 11:32. Clock was running.
Quickly, we've got an update. Taylor's 49-0. Tift, 28.
11:23 on the clock, please, guys. 11:23. Can you tell the official?
11:23, please.
Thank you, Marty. Sorry, listeners. Marty's got to be our communication sometimes. So the clock was running. They're going to re-put 11:23.
Yep, there we go. Good job.
Oh. Tyson Shaw approaches the ball, and he's going. That one goes out the back of the end zone. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Well, that drive pretty easy, guys. The 67-yard punt return by number 13, Tavon Kyle. The two-point conversion to Marcus Gary is good, and the Vikings now lead 15-0 with 11:23 left in the second quarter.
We thank you, Bill Osborne, for the Page Heating Air Drive recap.
What were you saying a minute ago there about the compliment? Because I was trying to get the clock reset for
Ben Prince. Was here in the stadium at 7:15.
Yeah.
And said, "Nah, I'm going home and sit in my recliner and listen to it."
A little chilly, Hopefully we can paint the picture for him.
He's
good.
He said chilly didn't have anything to do with it. He just likes listening to it.
Okay, well, we appreciate him listening.
Thank you, Ben. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Cameron Smith, the quarterback for Campbell, got two backs, one on either side of him. Quickly throws that, and, oh, we almost picked that one off as it went through the fingertips of number two, Marcus Rogers.
Yeah, right there, Josh Brown saw exactly what was happening, came up, read the play, would have had a pick six if it weren't thrown high. He was really the only guy that could have made the catch there. Pass goes incomplete, going to be second down and 10 for the Spartans.
Second and 10 from the 20, 11:19 to go first half, Vikings leading 14-0. Smith, we show blitz, now we back out of it. Talbert sneaking up in that big guy. Oh, look at him get up there. There he goes right through there. He throws the ball way downfield and bumps into our receiver. No call. Good call by the official down here as number one, Duprell, ran into our defensive back.
Guys, play that won't show up in the stats there, but one of our Deloitte Body Works impact players, Terrell Belcher, great coverage there right on the hip pocket of the receiver, kind of ran him towards the sidelines. Just a good play by the young man there, number 22, Terrell Belcher.
Makes it third and 10. Now they send four receivers to the far side, single receiver near side, empty backfield. Talbert steps up in that gap. Now he steps back out. Now back up in there again. Smith calls for the ball. Drops straight back, throws across, and great defensive play out here by number 22. As number four, that was Duprell, went up for the ball, and we just knocked it away from him.
Terrell Belcher shows his hops right there, getting up, breaking that play up. Good job by that young man. Back-to-back defensive plays by Belcher. For the love of elevation, my friend, going up, making the play, forcing a punt, fourth down Spartans.
And Silvesti will have to punt again for the Campbell Spartans. Back deep to Von Kyle and Drossier. And he kicks it again toward Devon Kyle. Lets it hit. Hits, bounces across the 45, all the way down to the 40, and it'll roll out of bounds at our 40-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. 10:56 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 15-0.
One of the things with those rugby kicks is it depends on the bounce. Sometimes the last bounce was great for us. They over-pursued. Tavon saw what he needed to do with it. Hit, he ran up, made the catch in stride. That time the bounce didn't go his way, got out of the way, and the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 on their own 40-yard line.
And in the backfield, yes, sir, the big man, Mr. Osby, number two. three receivers far side, single receiver near side. They're in that three-man front. They show blitz. Quickly throws out to Bon Kyle. Gets a block, turns, comes back up inside, breaks outside. They got a hand on him, and I don't know what we're going to have. I think we may have a hold out there on the corner.
Yeah, we'll see what's coming. Tavon Kyle made the catch, trying to get some yards afterwards, and brought down at the 46-yard line. Let's see what the White has to say about it. It is a hold, so they're going to back us up from it. All right, so it was not at the line of scrimmage. It must have been a hold downfield. They're going to back it up from the 43-yard line. Replay the down.
Oh, they're going to take it all the way back. Set it down between the 27 and 28-yard line. 33.
33-yard line. Going to bring up first. Replay the down. First and 17 for the Vikings.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. 10:45 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Now they go to a five-man front. Barrett gives it to Osby. Look at Gary. He just runs over people as he bulls his way out to the 38-yard line.
Osby running right up the A-gap there off the left side. Gets close to the original line of scrimmage. Not quite. Running hard between the gaps there, Gary Osby. Second down and 12. Ball placed down at the 38.
Let's see what they've got dialed up here. They've got two receivers near side. That's Devon Kyle and Getty Brown. Send two receivers far side. Keeps Osby in the backfield with him as they go back to a three-man front. Now they're showing blitz. Now we send Osby to the far side. Pumps, fakes those back over here to Getty Brown. Makes a catch, turns and spins. And, oh, he hit a 360. And he'll go down at the 43-yard line.
We sent Osby in motion to the far side of the field. Faked it out to him. Threw back here to Getty on the tunnel screen. Not able to keep his balance, but he does get positive yards. Third and 7 for the Vikings. Got to get it to midfield right here for the first down and keep the chains moving.
9:30 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. Again, trips far side. Twins to the near side. Single. Empty backfield. He quickly throws out again to Devon Kyle. Devon by one man, two. Still on his feet. Gets hit. And he'll only get 2 yards on that play as we'll get out to the 45-yard line, and we'll have to punt.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle right there on the curl and not able to make the guys miss like he likes to. A little bit of chippiness there after the play. But the Vikings are going to be forced into a punt situation. Ball at the 45-yard line. Hard count right here would get us a first down.
It would.
If we can get him to jump, see what we do here.
And they're not sending anybody back deep.
They're anticipating the fake, I guess.
Play clock at 10. 17. And he kicks it. And look at here. It hits. At the 10, oh, it'll get into the end zone before we can get down there.
Yeah, racing there.
But there is a flag on the play, and what do we have? Personal foul, roughing the punter.
Guys, number 18 for Campbell on the play before was the one who got up a little chippy with Tavon over there after the third down play, and he there again got a little chippy with our punter after the play, and they got him that time.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Yeah, so Vikings are going to get a fresh set of downs after roughing the kicker. Penalty. And, we were trying to race them down there. I think it was Josh Brown, I believe, trying to get down there and down it before it got in the end zone. My eyes were down here. I didn't even see roughing the kicker. I do apologize for that.
I didn't either because I was watching that, but they'll move it out to the 45-yard line. And I don't know what they're discussing right now.
Yeah, they're still talking about it. A little bit of delay here, White Hats.
I'm sorry, they'll mark it from the 45, so we'll take it to the 40.
What's going on here? They're putting it down at the 43. It's not a spot foul. Should be from the previous line of scrimmage.
That's
correct?
What I thought. Now, officials coming over.
Marty's going to be right there getting the word from the official. We'll go to him in just a second. Coach Mack. Okay, wait a minute now. They're going beyond.
They're taking all the way down to the 20 now.
Guys, that was a post-possession penalty. So it was after the kick, after the ball had been punted, the possession had changed. So it's a 15-yard penalty at the end
half
of the kick.
Half the distance.
So it'd be half the distance.
No.
They get the ball.
Yeah.
That's correct.
It's a personal dead ball, personal foul. So it's going to be half the distance marked down to the 10-yard line. So that's where the Vikings are going to take over. No, they're not taking over.
No, that's Campbell take over.
Yeah, Campbell's
going
to take over there because it went into the end zone, so they marked it from the 20, half the distance. So it's going to be down to the 10-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Campbell.
So it wasn't roughing the kicker. It was a personal foul
right.
against their defender to our kicker, basically.
Right.
And that was post-possession, so it goes back to the 10-yard line. A little tricky there, but that's exactly what the play is.
Absolutely, Taylor. Great, great explanation. They give it to the running back over the left side. He gets hit, and Will Talbert just decks him at the 9.
Yeah, we got to get a little bit more here. Walker Schwab and a offensive lineman for them kind of pushing and shoving a little bit there at the end, and a flag does come in. Personal foul against the Vikings, so they're going to get us for personal foul.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Walker Schwab was kind of blocking, trying to get penetration here, and play was dead, and he did one last little push of the offensive lineman. So last guy always gets the penalty, so they're going to get a little bit of breathing room here. Ball is going to be brought out to the 25-yard line.
8:17 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 15-0. And now the official has called timeout.
Going to bring everybody together, I think. This is smart by the officials, too.
Yeah, guys, I think he's pulling up each team. He's going to have a talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, for about four consecutive plays here, we've had a little bit of chippiness here. So smart by the white hat talking to both sides here.
Don't hear an official often say we're having a coming in Jesus meeting on the field, but that's exactly what he just said.
And this guy's been around long enough, he's entitled to do that. 8:17 to go here, first half. Vikings leading 15-0. Not quite what I thought it would be. I thought by now we would probably have maybe a couple more touchdowns, but tell you what, Campbell's showing a lot of life in their defense.
Yeah, Campbell come in with not a lot of numbers, but the numbers they got on the field have got some good size up front. They look pretty good. Size-wise, and their skill guys have got some speed, so we got to play some good defense here, stop them.
Cameron Smith fakes it, play action, throws out in the flats. A little bubble screen out there, and the receiver gets out to the 30, so we'll give him a 5-yard on that. Give him 5 yards on that pitch.
Fred Stewart coming up, making the tackle, caught it around the original line of scrimmage, fell forward to the 5-yard gain, going to bring up second down and 5 for the Spartans.
Vikings in a three-man front, two receivers near side, single receiver far side, ball on the far side of the field, and the Spartans going from left to right. Cameron Smith, the Spartan quarterback, calls for the ball, gives it to number 21. He cuts back against the grain at 30. He has the first down as he gets all the way out to the 40, up to the 41, and that is Tavon Jackson.
Tank Jackson, one of Marty's Deloach Body Works impact players. Showing his speed and quickness, running off that left side, got to the edge, cut it back across the defense, able to pick up positive yards, 11 yards on the play, first and 10 for the Spartans at the 41.
Quickly, they call for the ball. We're at the 7-minute mark here at the half, Vikings leading 15-0. Smith, and he gives it. It looks, I'm trying to see who the number is over there.
Falls out. Vikings are going to recover it.
Yes, they do.
Running back hit the hole, tried to spin out. Josh Brown picked up the loose ball, so the Vikings are going to take over first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Tried to get that extra yards west, and he paid the price for it with a fumble.
I was trying to see who the back was that had the ball, but it's kind of hard because those numbers are really
faint. DePrill, number 4, I believe, was the running back there. One of their speedsters there off the left side. Hit the hole, kind of ran outside after he hit it and put the ball on the ground. Vikings are going to take over with good field position.
J.D. Lee comes back out, the running back with Michael Barrett. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial at the Spartan 42-yard line. 6:54 to go here in the first half.
There's a snap. We give it to J.D. Lee. They blitz. We run away from it, but they hit him at the line of scrimmage. Great play in there by number, looks like number 51, and boy, what a beast that young man can be.
Yeah, Justin Hayes, again, one of Marty's impact players. Marty pulling out his crystal ball a little bit here, picking him, getting looks from a lot of people. 6'3", 255-pound defensive lineman. Really got good penetration. Good job by J.D. Lee falling forward. Initial contact made in the backfield. Fell forward for a one-yard gain.
It is second and nine from the 41. Ball in the middle of the field. 6:20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 15-0. We send J.D. Lee to the far side of the field. Barrett pump fakes, throws across the middle. Marcus Gary, the same play, and he drops it again.
Yeah, Michael Barrett found the open receiver, and it's because of a pump fake. Pumped out to the flat. Made Marcus Gary wide open in the middle of the field. Kind of got crossed up there. Wasn't exactly in stride. Had to try to make a turn to catch that. And we check in Brown Rig after two drops from Marcus Gary.
And it'll be third and nine.
Guys, it was thrown a little behind him. I don't want to put that all on Marcus. He had to, you know, running full speed. He was behind him a little bit. But another touchdown we missed.
Barrett, they're showing blitz. They jump into the neutral zone. And, yep, flag is down. It's going to be encroachment.
That's one of the good things the last several years that we've done is really teach the hard count, going back to Austin Dixon before Michael Barrett, and just their ability to get those cheap 5 yards, and we pick up a little bit more here, making a manageable third down, third and four now for the Vikings.
Send Ellis to the far side, Devon Kyle, Getty Brown to the near side. Up back is Marcus Gary with J.D. Lee. Barrett fakes the pitch out, rolls, looks, throws out again. That is Marcus Gary. Makes the catch. He's across the 35. The 30, and he'll pull him down around the 25-yard line.
Yeah, fake the pitch out here to J.D. Marcus Gary running on the backside, wide open. Just threw it out to the flat to him this time where he had time to set his feet. Good job making the catch by Marcus Gary, getting upfield. 11 yards on the pitch and catch for the Vikings now at the 25-yard line.
5:43 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 15-0. Just outside the red zone. Two receivers far side. Ellis by himself over here on an island. He's got man coverage. They're showing blitz. They move him around. And we run outside. And it is J.D. Lee on the carry. And he'll pick up 2 yards down to the 23-yard line.
Osby checks in for J.D. Lee after some hard running right there. Good tackle, open field tackle by the Spartan defender. J.D. Lee falls forward for a 2-yard gain and bring up second and eight.
Ball still in the middle of the field. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. He moves J.D. Lee to his left. Oh, it's Osby in there now. Thank you. They split their tackles on defense, spread them out a little bit, and they're walking those linebackers up in the gap. Lyman saying something has changed as far as blocking assignments. Osby over the right side, and Gary gets across the 28. They're going to mark him at the 20-yard line, so it will be third and about, five from there.
Damian Voltaire on the stop for the Spartans. Osby hitting the hole hard, just not able to get the cuts that we're used to seeing in the backfield. He's more of a power north and south runner. Third down in a long four for the Vikings.
They go to a four-man front, walk those linebackers up, got seven in the box. Third and five, the ball at the 25. Osby in motion toward us. Look, pump fakes again. They're coming after Barrett. He's got nothing. There's a flag down, and I don't know what the flag's for.
But yeah, throws an incomplete pass. And
Colin Holden.
Yeah, going to be holding against the Vikings. I would think they probably going to take this because we would be in field goal range if they declined.
Yep, because it would be third. Well, it would be third and
five.
Ten, well,
replay, it would be third and 15 if they take it. It would be fourth and five if they don't. About a 37-yard field goal from right here. So, coaches over to Coach Atkins, Whitehats,
line judges.
Yeah, they are going to decline it.
They are.
They are going to decline it.
Because it wouldn't, they'd mark it back. They'd go back to where the penalty occurred at, which was at the 26, and mark it back to the 36. But they, nope. It's going to be fourth and five, and we're going for it. Fourth and five at the 20.
No, we're kicking it now. They're bringing in Musgrove.
Got plenty of time on the play clock. Game clock stopped at 4:08 on that incomplete. And we want a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Over the Campbell Spartans, and we're checking in for a 37-yard field goal attempt.
And the ball is right in the middle of the field. Ashton to hold. Joe Almond to hold. Musgrove to attempt the field goal. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's got the distance, and it's good.
We're going to keep it right here. Marty wanted to chime in. He heard something right there before we went to timeout that we want to make sure to, everybody to hear. Marty, what you got?
Guys, look for us next time we get the ball. See if we don't go to Tavon Kyle. Tavon, he's a leader on this team, but he's a kind of a quiet leader. Leads by example, but he was extremely vocal on that last possession. He wanted the football. He said, guys, they can't guard me. When they do, when I do make a break, they're grabbing a hold of me. They're not sticking with me. So look to see if we come back to Tavon in the next possession. I wouldn't be surprised to see him make a big play.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. After the field goal is good, Vikings take an 18-0 lead. And
got Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Two backs, back deep, standing on the goal line for the Campbell Spartans. Vikings will get the football to start the second half. Maybe been off for a couple of weeks. We're a little rusty. Tyson Shaw approaches that football. That one hits at the 10. Bounces at the 5. They pick it up at the 5, at the 10, the 15. Start around the corner and will take him down at the 13-yard line. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for that Page Heating and Air drive recap.
That drive, 7 plays, went 22 yards, capped off by a 37-yard field goal by Ashton Musgrove, and the score 18-0 with 3:56 left in the first half.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air drive recap, Mr. Osborne.
Good friend Chuck Lawrence, one of our staff members, getting us all the way loud and clear in Missouri, deer hunting.
Tell him we need some venison back here in South Georgia.
Bring us back some meat, my friend.
3:56 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 18-0. Campbell's football at their 13. They're on our side of the field. They'll have three receivers to our side, single receiver far side. They give it to the up back. He's got a hole as it gets to the 15 and maybe out to the 16-yard line.
Yeah, the hole was there, but it closed pretty quickly. That's because Jamari Hill read the play pretty good, came up, made the open field tackle, but it wasn't after a 3-yard gain for the Spartans.
And they set it down at the 16, the ball on the near hash mark. The Spartans left to right on your radio dial. Now they send trips to their side of the field. We're in the 3-man front. Those 3 linebackers. Looks over to the sidelines. Plenty of time on the play clock. 3:20 to go here on the game clock. Moves the back to his right. Gives it to 21. Looks like a little jet sweep of the left side. And he'll get hit at the line of scrimmage. And he broke loose. And when he did, he got nailed at the 10, at the 15. And when he found himself stopped, he was back at the 10. And hey, all that was through the air.
Oh, Tymir Moore coming up with really, really bad intentions right there. Making a great open field tackle. And you can hear the crowd in the background. Because Tymir gets a tank right there, and Tymir beat the tank on that one, my friend.
Looks like third down on a down marker over there.
His name is Tank on our roster, too.
Tank. Oh, well.
Tank Jackson.
Tank Jackson just got derailed. Ball now on the far side of the field. Twins left, Twins right. It'll be 3rd and 7. Now they got trips to our side. There come the blitz. They throw a little bubble screen underneath. The ball's bounced around. We pick it up. We've got it. We've got it. Tyson Shaw picks it up into the end zone for a pick six.
Ooh, reminiscent of the Wintersville Classic. Through the screen. Went up in the air. Great job, Tyson Shaw. Coming down with the pick six. His second on the year. He didn't have to run as far this time. We got an injured Spartan on the field, too.
And I think that's Cameron Smith, their quarterback. I'm not sure because he took a lick.
Yeah, they were setting up the screen pretty well. We were bringing the blitz, but Tyson Shaw, when the ball was tipped up in the air, came down with that, and he didn't really have to run as far this time as he did in the Wintersville Classic. Yes, it is their quarterback getting up a little bit bit slow.
He's walking off on his own steam because, like I said, we bought the house, and he took a hit as he released that ball. Will Talbert, long snapper. Let's see what we're going to do. Now they move some guys out on the edge. And
we got to wait till he gets off the field. Still walking off.
There we go. There it is again to Gary. Gary looking for a hole. Cuts inside. And there's a scrum into the end zone. 2-point conversion. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box, high atop Martin Stadium. Vikings jump out to a 26-0 lead here in the first round of the GHSA playoffs. Any updates, my friend? 52-6, Tift, 35-7, Colquitt, both of those are at halftime.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Approaches that football. Kicks towards the mall, and there's a flag, and we got offsides against our Vikings.
Yeah, line judge on the near side didn't like us running up to the kick there, so they're going to get us for offsides.
And guys, just a note, we do have a number 6 on the field, but that is not Travis Tisdale. Just wanted to point that out. I'm not sure who is wearing number 6 on the field, but Travis is in street clothes. Just had a chance to talk to him a few minutes ago. He says he's feeling well, really hopes to be back next week. As Coach Mack said in pregame, he is running some this week, just trying to rest as much as possible and hopes to be back next week. But I'm not sure who that number 6 is on the field, but I'll try to find out.
You're the man, brother.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Now we'll kick off from the 35. He checks left, checks right, approaches that ball, hits it on the ground. It hits at the 20, bounces all the way back. Nobody touches it into the end zone. And, I mean, it hit at the 25 all the way on the ground into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Eating and Air Drive recap.
All right, gentlemen, that was a 17-yard interception by number 45, Tyson Shaw. The 2-point conversion by Marcus Gary was good. And your score, 26-0. With 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the second quarter.
Bill Osborne, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Yeah, Tyson really tried to put his leg into that one, and sometimes when he does that, he kind of hits a knuckler. Hit about the 15-yard line, and both the return men just kind of looked at each other and let it go right into the end zone. We'll take the kick back any way we can get it.
Hey, guys, on that play number 6 was Zay Anthony, a freshman in there with a starting kicking unit. Said he had a big week of practice, and Zay Anthony looked for big things out of that young man.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Smith in the shotgun for Campbell. 4-man front for our Vikings. He gets it to 21 around the left side. He's across the 20, gets hit at the 21, and we are starting just to tee off.
Yeah, Tymir Moore again coming up, and we got a timeout. The Vikings, we're going to take one with them. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box. High atop Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have a 26-0 lead here against the Campbell Spartans, who face a 2nd and 8.
At the 22-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Spartans going from left to right on your radio dial. Oh, Vikings will get the football to start the third period. Smith in the shotgun. He sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Little bubble screen, and they throw it over the receiver's head, and the receiver pays for the errant pass by Mr. Cameron Smith.
Yeah, throwing out there in the flats, running a hitch. Josh Brown came up, made the tackle. I believe it.
Guys,
they called
guys, that was backwards. That was a backwards pass, so they backed him up about 7 yards, and the clock stopped.
Well, Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
Yeah, lateral's going to back it up 5 yards. They're going to be 3rd and 15 now for the Spartans.
Again, Vikings in a 4-man front. 2 receivers near, 2 receivers far. Again, he looks, throws across the middle, and we intercepted at the 35. We're back to the 30. Cutting, jiving, spinning around, and they'll pull him down about the 17-yard line.
Tymir Moore, anytime you throw it across the middle like that, late, they're going to, defense is going to make you pay. Tymir Moore picking it off right there. My impact player for the Vikings defense. Brings it back to the 18-yard line. Plenty of time on the clock. Vikings do have, I believe, one timeout to play with, too.
Guys, quarterback was hit again. I don't know if it was after the throw or during the run back. The quarterback again was slow to get up and is barely making his way slowly off the field.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 1:45 to go in a half. Vikings leading 26-0, looking to add to this score. The ball in the middle of the field. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Trips to the far side. Tavon Kyle to our side of the field. Michael Barrett looks at blitz coming off the corner. They don't. He looks. Lobs it to Tavon Kyle into the end zone. What do you know, folks? Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, just run a fade right there. Michael Barrett had all day to throw it. Tavon Kyle knew exactly what he had to do. Get some distance between him and the defender. Really just an easy pitch and catch right there.
Guys, I told you he wanted the ball. He was begging for it last time we had it. And what did we do first play, we come back and throw it to him. Great pitch and catch.
And let's see what we're going to do here. Again, to Marcus Gary over the left side. He turns, cuts back. It's a two-point conversion. No good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back
hold
after
on,
the
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Flag on the play, guys.
Leave it here. We got a flag.
Let me see what we're going to have.
Yeah, flag thrown right at the one-yard line on that two-point conversion. Holding against the defense.
Decline. Yeah, all right, we'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box, where the Vikings take a 32-0 lead over the Campbell Spartans. Now to Wes James for the kickoff.
Thank you, Taylor. Tyson Shaw set to kickoff. And number four is to the far side. That is DePrell. That's normally the... But I don't think it's going to matter here, and I don't think so either. High end over end kick. Let's go over to Bill Osborne for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Well, guys, that was a one-play drive, a 17-yard touchdown pass from Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle. The two-point conversion, no good, and your score, 32-0 with 1:45 left in the second quarter.
And that was good. We just got a veteran to stand and be recognized by the PA announcer here at Martin Stadium. So we want to give them a hand as well here on the radio. Appreciate everybody for your service. Veterans Day is tomorrow.
Andrew Ruckel. Yes, sir. That's what the DD214 says anyway, fellas. 1:45 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 32-0. Ball in the center of the field. First and 10 at the 20 for Campbell. And there Campbell takes a timeout. We'll take a 30. We'll be back after this.
Their quarterback may not make it back.
Yeah, I don't know.
They may make him, but I don't think he wants to.
He's walking back over there kind of gingerly.
I think he's had enough. I hope he's okay, but we've been tagging him.
Marty, he ain't like that running back from Brunswick in 99. Coach told him to go back in. He says, Coach, I don't want to go back in.
He ain't coming in, fellas.
Looks like they got number one back there, quarterback.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings are leading 32-0 with 1:45 left to go in the first half.
And Taylor, they take Nicozy, their receiver, and put him back at quarterback. Let's see what they do now. He keeps it on the quarterback keeper, runs into one of his guys, but bounces forward out to the 25, giving 5 yards on the carry. Timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 30. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box. 1:37 to go in the half. Vikings are leading 32-0. Campbell faces a 2nd and 5.
Ball in the middle of the field. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. They put a man in motion.
And he keeps it. It's a little read option. And down the field it goes. Look at him spin, still on his feet in the Viking territory, all the way down to the 45. And all of a sudden, we got a little threat back there.
Yeah, yeah, they got some speed right there at quarterback now with DeCozy. Fakes the jet sweep, keeps it right up the middle. Really able to hit the second level there and get some big yardage. 29 yards on the play.
Into our territory, down to the 46-yard line. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We go to a four-man front. DeCozy again. Well, now he keeps the ball, and he gets down to the 40. Fooled me. I thought he gave it to 21 around the left side, but he pulled it back out.
Running the same play right there, faking the jet sweep. DeCozy keeping it off the left side. First time for the Spartans into our territory.
And it'll second and seven down at our 42-yard line. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the half. Vikings leading 32-0. Campbell with three timeouts. DeCozy, the backup quarterback, again calls for the ball. It's on the ground. He picks it up. We hit him, and he'll get back to the 45, back to the original line of scrimmage, where it'll be 4th and 10.
Yeah, clock is going to continue to run. Snap was a little wide. DeCozy, good job by grabbing it, but penetration of the Viking defensive lineman gets in there, backs him up. Going to be 3 yard loss, 3rd and a long 9.
Ball in the middle of the field. We're 15 seconds to go here in the half. DeCozy trips to the far side, single receiver near side. He keeps it. He rolls left. He's looking. Man, what a hold. What a hold back there, so it don't matter what happens. Number 78.
Great. Guys, that wasn't really a hold. That was more of a tackle on Walker Schwab there. He and that lineman have been battling earlier in the game. Y'all talked about the fact that he got a 15-yard personal foul when really he said it was him and that lineman going at it. Again, that lineman got him that time. But we also have a penalty over after the play on the other sideline. A little extracurricular activity over there. They may get us for a late hit.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
There's 1.9 seconds to go here in the half. Referee he's on the Vista sidelines talking to them.
The results of the play are going to be a first down. Excuse me, they're not going to be a first down.
No, one was during the play, one after the play. I imagine one will be the 10-yard variety, one the 15, so they'll probably walk them both off and be a net gain of 5 for them is what I imagine, and they get one more play with the time, 1.9 seconds.
And the officials are doing what they need to do. They got between the two teams while the referee and the umpire was personal foul against our Vikings, holding against both of them are declined. Replay the down. I mean, well, not decline, but he gave the decline signal, so I'm going to say offsetting.
Yeah, offsetting.
Then he called another dead ball personal foul. So he called a personal foul on us during the play, which offset with the holding, and he called a personal foul for us after the play to 15 yards. I'm not sure what that meant.
White Hat's giving an explanation to Coach Mack. I know you're going to stick an ear in there and see exactly what he says. But, yeah, that's what it looked like, appeared to be a dead ball during the play, which would offset, and then one after the play, which would be enforced. And Campbell has the ball 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line.
1.9 seconds to go. Now, Fisher comes in and calls timeout. And I imagine Coach Max wants to know about the spot. And now he's going to come over and say something to him. Now, in my days of officiating, we would have administered all three of those penalties. You would have taken the 10-yard penalty. Well, we'll discuss that later. Right now, DeCozy with a man in motion. He keeps it up the middle, looking for a hole, gets hit. He'll go down, and that's the end of the first half.
Let's go to Marty for an interview with Coach Mack.
coach, despite the personal fouls there at the end, you got a 32-0 lead going in the half. Got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, we're playing good. I got to figure out what them personal fouls are all about, though.
Absolutely. Coach, of course, scored 32 points, but the defense is really what shined in this first half.
Yeah, they're playing real good.
Coach, thank you. Guys, I told you he would not wouldn't be a real elaborate too much. He's serious about this game. You can tell it's a playoff game. He's been that way from the very start. This team has been ready to play, and, of course, to take a 32-0 lead in the halftime is a pretty good thing.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview with Coach Mack. Vikings do take a 32-0 lead going into halftime. Campbell did bring their band. Got to give them props for showing up. Going to get a performance here. We're going to take a 10-minute break along with the band performances. We're going to take a 10-minute break. Vikings lead at half, 32-0. We'll be right back after this 10-minute break.
And welcome back, Viking fans, to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report as our Vikings lead the Campbell Spartans 32-0 here at halftime. If we have been entertained by the Spartan band as our Lions High Georgia Bridgeman waiting to go on the field and entertain the crowd as well. Joining me here at halftime is Taylor Stubbs. Taylor, we've been over here punching numbers here this afternoon, and I tell you what, not as explosive as we have been in several games this season, but 32 points is nothing to sneeze at.
You're exactly right. I mean, I'm happy with 32 points.
Yeah.
In the first quarter, we came out extremely flat. You know, we were kind of just running through the motions, it seemed like. And then we only got two possessions the first quarter. We scored a touchdown and punted on the other. And then in the second quarter, it's kind of picked up here with about 5-6 minutes to go right before the halftime.
Yeah, 7 points in the first quarter, 25 in the second, and we get ready to go into the third quarter. Michael Barrett, as much as we've seen him run all season, only one real run, and that was a 70-yard jaunt down the field, got us down to the 2-yard line. A good rundown by one of their defensive backs to get him tackled. But Michael Barrett has been trying to hand off, run the ball only the one time, and then throw the ball. And we've seemed to have thrown the ball quite a bit tonight. Not a lot of yards in the air, only 52 yards, but we're trying to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers.
You're exactly right. I mean, we've had opportunities to gain some passing yards. It's just we've dropped two big passes where nobody was around the receiver. So if we can connect on those, it lights out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And Tavon Kyle, we've heard Marty talk about it during the broadcast, is that Tavon Kyle is open, and he sees it, and he knows it, and he's coming back to the huddle all the time. Guys, get me the ball, get me the ball. For his troubles, he does have the one touchdown, a little 17-yard pass over the top, and he's just done a great job. I look for Tavon Kyle to have a little more explosive second half here as we come out and see what we can put on the board here. The Spartans are a good football team.
They are. And our defense is good, too. You know, Lowndes held them inside their own 50 besides that last drive, and a couple penalties helped that.
Well, and that was a quarterback change, something that you really haven't seen on film. Of course, the Lowndes Vikings have been looking at number 5 at quarterback, and now you bring in number 1, DeCosey. And this is a guy that he is back there at quarterback. He fakes the handoff, keeps the ball, and we're just not picking that up as quickly as we need to. And he's made some big runs.
And you got to give them credit for finding the hole, but our defense has yet to see that any this season. So.
Yes, they really haven't seen that with that kind of run, almost like an option run at a read option. He keeps the ball most of the time. They've got some good running backs. Number 4 has been very good for them. That's Kobe DePrill. We've seen him be able to scat down the field quite a bit. But again, the Viking defense, as Chuck always says, they bend but don't break, and that's exactly what we've seen right here.
We've kind of, you got to give credit to our defensive backs. You know, I believe they have 3 interceptions and a fumble recovery on the night, and one of those, Tyson Shaw intercepted on about the 20-yard line and had a pick 6.
Yeah, pick 6, and we've had some other picks as well tonight. And, you know, I wonder now, going into the second half, the quarterback situation for the Spartans is up in the air. Will they throw the ball anymore?
It's something we'll have to wait and see.
You know, I don't know if number 1 can throw the ball or how well he can throw the ball, so we'll have to see what that looks like as well.
And they never attempted a pass after he came in.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. And I tell you what, number 5 for them, that's, of course, Cameron Smith, he was hit several times. Good legal hits. I mean, they were not, you know, after a pass, but after a turnover, he had to turn into a blocker, and he got hit a couple times. And just as a result, not able to come back here that we've seen so far. We'll have to see what that looks like in a little while. As the Lounside Georgia Bridgemen make their way onto the field to entertain the crowd, we're going to take another five-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services Halftime Show. You're listening to the Lounside Radio Network. We'll be back after this five-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. It is halftime here at Martin Stadium as our Vikings lead the Spartans of Campbell High School 32-0 as we have got the clock clicking down to zero, but they'll put 3 minutes on to warm up. Let's go over to Taylor. You got some scores from around the region.
I got some Region 1 7A scores, and we're having a pretty good night for Region 1 7A. We should go 3-0 on the night. If everything holds after halftime.
Right.
Cossals County leads Pebblebrook 35-7 right now. Tipton leads Noonan 52-13. And here in Martin Stadium, Lowndes leads 32-0.
We're hearing the score from Valdosta.
Glenn Academy is leading 13-3 right now, heading into halftime.
Well, I'll tell you what, Valdosta Wildcats playing that game tough. That's a tough draw for them. So we'll see. Glenn Academy, a very good football team.
I do also have another score from our bracket. We're looking at Etowah versus McEachern. McEachern is up 21-0 right now.
McEachern, always a very good football team. That would be interesting to see them come here next week. We've still got about 24 minutes we need to take care of right here at Martin Stadium, though, as the Vikings continue to warm up. Our quarterback's out here right in front of us taking the warm-ups. I have not seen over on the other side what the quarterback situation may look like. We may not see that until we actually get out there and get ready. I think that's five over there. I don't know, maybe 15 warming up over there on the quarterback spot. We'll see what that looks like as we get closer to the kickoff here. Of course, the Vikings won the toss, deferred to the second half, so we'll get the ball to start this second half, already leading 32-0. So maybe more goods for the guys out front.
I hope so.
I do too. I know that Taylor Biddle will be back up here with us in just a minute. Wes James has made his way back up. We'll throw that headset over there to Wes, and let's see what Wes has got to talk about here. He's lost something now, so we'll have to wait just a minute.
Bill, one thing I'm looking for the next second half, Adam Tedder is warming up with Michael Barrick, so it'll be exciting to see what Tedder can do.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see Tedder, maybe Almond. I mean, there's going to be some opportunities for some players here maybe as the night goes on. But right now I know we're going to probably put the starters back out there, get ready for this. I mean, you want to get them like a racehorse, get them ready to go week after week after week. Sometimes having a game like this is better than a big blowout.
Yeah. And one thing, you know, we want to keep them in that rhythm. It's colder than we've normally been playing in. You know, everybody's in jackets. Everybody's kind of, it's chilly.
Yeah, and definitely want to keep that thing going as well. The clock now ticking down inside of 30 seconds, and we'll be ready to get this second half underway here in just a moment.